Hello, and welcome to Veterinary Vertex, a podcast of the AVMA Journals. I'm Lisa Fortier, Editor-in-Chief, and I'm joined by my co-host and social media editor, Dr. Sarah Wright.
This year, we celebrated the inaugural Journal Awards for student, intern, and resident authors in JAVMONT AJVR. Today, we are joined by one of our AJVR Intern Award recipients, Dr. Brenna Puglisi. Brenna, I am so excited to speak with you today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, let's dive right in. You were in the very first intern award winner class for at JAVMONT AJVR. What was your reaction when you found out that you were nominated and then when you found out you had won?
Yeah, so I think how it went was I actually saw the opportunity on Instagram and I had messaged a student that because she shared it, I think. And I was like, can I enter this now? Because I'm a resident now, but I wrote the paper when I was an intern, and she looked into it for me. And then she's actually the person that nominated me. And I was so surprised that she went out of her way to do that for me. It was really, really nice. And I was so surprised when I won. It was so exciting. I wasn't expecting it at all. So yeah, it's been surprising and I'm really honored to have the opportunity. So.
That's really amazing, Brenna. I think to my recollection, you're the only one that was nominated by a student.
Oh,
lots
really?
Of people by, yeah, I think so. Lots of people, by, which is wonderful, right? Like mentorship takes and leaning in goes the breadth from students all the way up to faculty. So that's really great to know. And congratulations again. We're just really excited to be able to offer this incentive really for are growing younger researchers and try to keep them involved in the publication process. How has winning this award maybe changed your idea about a career path?
Yeah, so I've kind of always been on the academic career path, and I'm actually now in my third year of my surgery training. And so I'm starting to think about what I'm going to do next year. And you know, there's obviously many possibilities, including staying in academia or going into a private practice. And though I'm really interested in clinical practice, the thing I keep coming back to, which this award reminded me of, is I probably won't have as many opportunities to contribute to the field, like in a writing way or in a publication way, from private practice. I think I'll have a easier time and a leg up if I stayed in this type of teaching environment that I'm in now. So I think the award was a really good reminder of what I'm really interested in.
That's great to hear. And it's nice to know that the awards had such an impact on you and your career path as well. What advice would you share with veterinary interns that are hoping to publish manuscripts?
I would probably tell them that though it seems daunting and overwhelming to take on a project or to even get the writing done, that it is totally worth it. Because in the end, you build relationships just from that process. And it's really something I take pride in having done is written a paper earlier on in my career, because I think it sets you up to not be so intimidated by the writing process and kind of working in that team and learning how to be a leader in the future so that you kind of move up in that process. And then you're leading the team, you know, as the clinician in the end, or as the investigator in the end. So I think that's an exciting thing that they should keep in mind, that it's not all the grunt work. They should look to the future for the benefits.
That's a really good point about it being intimidating. I certainly remember my first manuscript, all the red lines that came back from the co-authors, but at JAVMA and AJVR, we really are taking a customer first, and those customers are the authors. So you know, for anybody listening, we really encourage you to reach out and say, hey, is this a good idea? I don't know how to do this. You know, we've got a fabulous staff and we're really here to help. Customer service is what we're really striving for. We've gotten our time to publication down to less than 100 days in both journals. It's really, really unsurpassed. And then with the help of Sarah Wright and all of our social media, obviously I'm proud of what we've done, but for anybody again listening, we're here to help.
Well, I remember when I wrote this paper that my mentor at the time had me write a series of emails and we sent them to all the editors. And when he told me to do that, I was like, really, you want me to send the email? And he's like, yeah, you're the first author, send the email. This is a normal thing to do. And I think learning that early on like, that's a huge benefit. And young authors should know that, like, you guys are real people at a computer reading our emails. So it's not a scary thing to do. It's a very, you're approachable people, and it's great.
Yeah, that it is a really good point. And, it, you know, it's not just junior authors. Many senior authors don't do that, and they might be way off base, or, you know, I can say to them, well, that's a really great idea. Make sure you emphasize this. And then it gets through the whole review process a lot faster. So yeah, I'm glad you had a good experience, and it sounds like you had a really good mentor and say, no, you reach out. And I'm always surprised when people do reach out to me and I get back to them and they say, thank you. I'm like, of course I got back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our favorite questions to ask in Veterinary Vertex is a little bit, maybe more personal. And we'd like to know, what is the one thing that Brenna Puglisi is never without?
Oh, God. I don't want to give a boring answer, but my truthful answer would be my cell phone. but another thing I'm never without, which is maybe like a childish teenager thing, is that I have this little like wallet thing that I keep on my keys because I hate carrying a purse. And so like my license is in there, my ID to get in the building is in there. And then I know I can't do something stupid like lock myself out of the building when I come in on the weekend to do something and the building's locked. So I keep some cash in there and my cards and whatever. But yeah, that's my
gosh. That sounds like something you don't want to drop.
Well, yeah, it's also like all my important stuff is in one place. So if I lose my keys, I lose my identity.
We're just really proud of you and all of our award winners. It's been so fun to hear your stories and to see where the award has taken you as well. You can read Brenna's winning manuscript in AJVR on our journal website. I'm Dr. Sarah Wright, joined by Dr. Lisa Fortier. We want to thank each of you for joining us on this episode of the Veterinary Vertex podcast. We love sharing cutting-edge veterinary research with you, and we want to hear from you. Be sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen to.
Until next time, take care, and we'll see you soon.